Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Spillers After Show podcast. This episode is T.M. McNally reading his short story, Crescent Ballroom, live at Spillers No. 5 on August 23rd, 2016. Here's Robert with the introduction.
Our final spiller tonight is the author of six books of fiction. One of them is called Until Your Heart Stops, and it became a New York Times notable book. Okay. He also wrote a book called The Gateway, which was a finalist, and I kid you not, for the Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction. When I found that out, I picked up a copy of The Gateway. I read the first story in it and sat in my living room chair for about 5 solid minutes afterwards with goosebumps all over my arms. I was stunned by this man's talent. He has done us the incredible honor of writing a piece just for this, just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. T.M. Mike McNally.
I am really grateful to be here, and so thank everybody. You all, and Robert and Brian, and Four Chambers, and this place. This is called the Crescent Ballroom. It would have been warm, August 1979. There was lightning from the monsoons in the sky. Things I didn't know then. By the time you have saved up a decent sum for retirement, you don't have much life left to spend it. By the time you're telling a story, you're no longer in it. I didn't know that our stories are also very similar, that the life we are born into leads inevitably to the same and mutual conclusion, dust as I say to dust. Let's imagine a young man. He is wearing cutoff shorts, white socks, and brown leather shoes. He has a t-shirt on and he is very lean. His hair is long and tangled, and his hands smell like lava soap. His dad is at home, sitting on the porch, looking at the lightning. His dad is disabled, first an aneurysm, then a stroke, and that has left the young man's dad easily contented as he sits out on the porch admiring the lightning in the Arizona sky. The young man loves his dad and does not know how to talk to him. Also, there is a song on the radio. The young man limps gingerly on an ankle recently operated on, a piece of bone having drifted in the wrong direction. There is a 4-inch scar along the top. Lightning sometimes branches like a tree. The girlfriend is wearing shorts and a white top. Her dark hair is dark in the wind. She says things like, I love you. He says things like, I love you. First love, like childhood, the heart's practice room. They're at a river in a secluded spot beneath the willow trees. They take off their clothes and step into the same river twice. The sky has room for all of us. It's 1979. A few months before the hostages are taken, before Reagan begins to work on the Soviet Union, Voyager 1 has just done a flyby over Jupiter. Space, we say, looking up, where to next? The girl says, I love the way you sing. The water rushes all around them. Moonlight is there on the water, leading the way. The young man's mother is at the kitchen table, hungover, a past filled with regret, her head in her hands. She's 9 months from beginning a life of sobriety. The young man's younger brother is all alone in his room playing with his Legos. The little brother builds a structure, red and blue, and then he breaks it all apart. This is how families break apart. When the girlfriend drives the young man to the airport to see him off to college 2,000 miles away, they will listen to a popular tune on the radio with a driving rhythm. There's a little residue of silt on her leg, more dust. In the back seat, the young man's pack and his guitar jostle over the highway expansion seams. He has changed into jeans and a button-down shirt pinched from his father's closet. There is no security apparatus at the airport, and the girlfriend walks him to the gate. 30 years later, the young man will spend a month at an artist residency with a founding member of that same popular band he listened to the night he left home for good. At the residency, a beautiful place in the mountains, the two will become fast friends and tell stories. The band member, it turns out, is the drummer. And the drummer, it turns out, has the same birthday as the girl who drove the boy to the airport. The girl the boy sang to in the river. But nobody knows that yet. Right now, the moment of departure, the young man is simply getting on a plane. Geometry conveys the soul, cartography its map. Other things we don't know, the details having not yet been revealed. The girl's birthday, it is the same as the young man's daughter, who will be born 20 years later in the same city. The girl, the drummer of the same song they listened to, the young man's daughter, each born decades apart on the very same day. The hand of God has got reach. Aries, the first house. The night my eldest son was born, there was a freak April snowstorm. Mothers all over the distant city were soon delivering their babies into the light of the full moon. The young man, now less young, wept at the sight of his firstborn. Then there would be other children, first a daughter, and then her younger brother, the spitting image of her grandfather. And the firstborn would become the eldest. There are things you don't know until you know them. What it means to teach a boy to ride a bike, to step into the river with somebody you love, to listen to your children sing. When I left home for college, I thought I was going to become a musician. I played covers in bars, and people put dollar bills in a jar, and I wrote my tunes. One night, a string broke, and so instead, the hand of fate, I became a novelist. I spend my working days saying things like, God is a novelist. How else to explain the beautiful symmetry, these arpeggios of fate, to all these lies we lead? Plot is the story, I say, as melody is the song. At the residency, the drummer was writing his autobiography, which would sell millions. Sometimes he'd ask me for tips. Things mean what we make them mean. All over the world, there are fathers sitting by their sons looking at the lightning. All over the world, there are fathers and sons who don't know what to say. My father died in an elevator. Going up, his heart finally gave up the ghost. The drummer and I spoke often about our love for our fathers. It begins with the heart, the drummer said, the first beat, ba-boom. We learn to keep time, too, as it erases all that uncertainty that lies before us. When I met the mother of my children, she was still a girl in college. She was wearing a blue shirt darker than her eyes and carrying a volleyball across a wide summer lawn. A ball always is a symbol of the world. She said something, and then I said something. We walked around the lawn. I took that symbol to heart, where I also keep it. Here, she said, catch. The family tree. If time is a river, then I am grateful to be at swim in the river of time. Take me to the river, said the girl that night before she drove the boy to catch his flight. Soon, all of my children will be leaving home for school. Stardust, it's always been around us. It was August, like it is tonight, the night sultry and warm, our very own concert hall. Lightning branching off in the sky, road maps, my father used to call it. What's most important about light is what the light illuminates. Sometimes looking across the top of my foot, the talus, it's possible not to see the scar. I was 18 and leaving, I thought mistakenly, to make my life my own. All over the world, there are boys who don't know how to talk to their fathers. All over the world, there are fathers longing to sit for just a little bit longer with their boys looking at the sky. Once, when we were lost in LA traffic, my daughter said, we're on the same team. When my daughter serves volleyball, her opponents across the net do not catch their breath. Like her brothers, she has her mother's aim. And once, not long ago, a blink of God's eye, I drove my eldest son to the Crescent Ballroom so that he could attend a concert. In 3 days, he leaves for college beneath the crescent moon with his own guitar. His younger brother, the swaggering and spitting image of his grandfather, will finally get his own room. When the heavens open, the choir sings, all you have to do is look at the lightning opening up the sky to feel it. We write the lives we live with the way we live them. When I left home, the moon wrote to me upon the river. It wrote, once a girl I knew in high school gave me the courage to open up my heart. And then she let me go. And then I got on a plane with my pack and my guitar, and I went to the back of the plane, an empty red-eyed flight, and fell asleep across a row of seats. My girlfriend waved to the plane as it departed from the gate. She went out to the parking lot and sat still in the seat of her father's car, and then she said a prayer to keep me safe. There was music on the radio, traveling through all the hot and sultry air, waves and waves. See how we wave to each other across this wide open room? My mother was alone in her grief. My brother sound asleep, his Legos all over the bed, dreaming of his own family that he would someday join. Play on, the drummer likes to say, and live to play. That night, my father was sitting on the porch, watching the lightning branch in the sky, and a woman I was destined to meet after several more passages down the way was listening right then to records in her bedroom. And then, just like that, she waved me across the summer lawn, and our family, too, was born into this life. It's not the river that changes us. It's we who change the river. Who knows the lives we are going to lead? Faster than the speed of, that's how they go. The knots that thread the tapestry, the knots that fill the tree, the leaves which fill the book. I never did say goodbye to my dad. The last time I saw him, he waved to me from an open door. What would I say to him now? The same thing I always say to him when I'm out late looking at the sky. I say, I love you, Dad. And he says, as he always says, I know. Thanks.
That was T.M. McNally reading his short story, Crescent Ballroom, at Spillers No. 5 at Crescent Ballroom on August 23rd, 2016. For more Spillers After Show podcast episodes, please go to spillersaftershow.com. For more information on Spillers, Phoenix, Arizona's premier short fiction storytelling event, go to spillers.net.